You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Curtis, thanks so much for your time. It feels like quite an opportune time to actually catch up with you at the moment for an episode we're calling simply How to Defend. Because as it stands, we're in the October international break. I know there's a lot of football still to be played, but right now you're part of the joint best defence in the Championship. I mean, forget the current circumstances and where Derby are. You must be really pleased with that on a personal level.
You have to obviously take pride in it as a defender, particularly as a centre half. You take pride in clean sheets and clearances and headers and blocks and things like that, but sometimes they're in vain. You can block 10 shots in a game and 11th goes in, but the fact we're managing to see out the clean sheets is fantastic. But I know it's cliche, but it's a collective. It's because of the way we're playing this year in terms of we're organised, so when we do lose the ball, even though we're a team that are trying to play a possession game, when we do lose the ball, we're in a better position to recover. Whereas I think, in a previous regime, maybe we became a bit too open when we played the ball. So, maybe we had a lot of possession, but as soon as we lost the ball, we were very vulnerable. Whereas this year, we're in a much better structure, and I think that's what's helping. But obviously, the odd block and the odd header along the way doesn't go too bad either.
Do you see yourself playing the whole season? Do you reckon you can get, keep it going, go for the whole 46 games?
I'd like to think so. If you look at my career, I've been unfortunate to have a few long-term injuries, but I've never been a niggly person. I've had three Achilles injuries. I've had a shoulder. I've had a broken foot twice. So I've had a few long ones, but actual niggle injuries. I think I had a calf when I was at Hull, which was maybe 3 weeks. I had a nerve thing here at the start of Frank Lampard's campaign, which was about 4 or 5 weeks, but nothing that has ever been significant or nothing that's reoccurred. It's just been unfortunate that I seem to get the knockout blows during my career. So that's why it doesn't surprise me that I've played all the games. The big thing was for me to get fit first and foremost, try and get myself into the team. And once I'm in there, try and keep my place. And I'm happy that I'm in there. I'm doing well, and long may it continue.
I think if you ask most Derby fans what was Curtis Davis's best game in a Derby shirt, they'd probably point to one game that season. Do you think you can tell me what it is?
Fulham first leg.
Exactly. Yeah. You know it. But it was there for a reason. I was at that game myself, and obviously the job that he did on Aleksandar Mitrovic was a really good one. Kept a clean sheet, kept out basically the best striker in the league on that day. And it sounds like, you know, you have similar fond memories of it yourself, although obviously we lost a second leg. But talk us through the sort of work that you did on him beforehand. Like, what was the process of working out how to handle a player like him?
I think with Mitrovic, it was simple that it's cat and mouse, basically. He's a big, strong centre forward, can move it on both feet and can shoot from the edge of the box. So it's about, like I say, keeping him guessing. If you get right up against him and try and wrestle him, like I said, when you become experienced, you know your strengths, you know your weaknesses. And if he's a big, strong boy and you want to try and wrestle him, he'll win. So you need to play cat and mouse. You need to get tight once, and then the next time if he tries to feel you nick in front, you intercept it. And it's just, like I say, just trying to keep him guessing. And then the more he's looking for you, you've won. Because the striker should never have to look for you. It should be the defender that's worrying where the striker is. Once the striker starts worrying where you are, you've won.
That was a small section of our latest Patreon special episode, our exclusive in-depth technical chat with Rams defender Curtis Davis. You can hear the full interview by signing up as a SBW patron over at patreon.com/Steve Bloomers Washing. We appreciate, we are asking you to pay for this content, but we really believe that the membership is worth it. You can claim a free pint and a snack from any Derby Brewing Co. pub just for signing up as a welcome gift. You can win a three-course Christmas dinner on us worth £100 by entering our private fantasy football league. There's more behind-the-scenes content and discussion on our Discord server, and you can listen to our previous Patreon specials like this one, where Jamie Ward told us about the 10 men win over Nottingham Forest 10 years ago.
I know how much it means to the club and it means to the fans. So it's always great to be able to score in a local derby, and especially in the situation that we was in that game. As you've already mentioned, we went down to 10 men within the first minute, backs against the wall all game. So even if we'd have drew that, we'd have been absolutely delighted. But to go on and win that game was incredible. And like I say, after going down 1-0 so early, it was a case of, oh no, here we go. It could be an absolute rout. But no, we showed good character.
Or this one, where Sky Sports commentator Daniel Mann spoke about his favourite moments in the gantry at Pride Park.
There are commentators who, you know, are very prominent, who do prepare for scenarios. So they've got a button to press, and yeah, I think I'll say that. I mean, I've done that in the past when I was, let's be honest, a bit less confident in what I was doing. But whenever I did do that, I always found that it didn't quite fit. I probably fly a little, do a bit of a sort of high wire act in a way, in that I write nothing, even for an intro. I just follow what's on the screen, which is what you should do, really. The words should fit the pictures you're seeing. But in that moment, that was, I mean, I could have probably said any number of things that would have been all right, but that's kind of what happened. so that sort of bell went off in my head. Well, he's come out of the wilderness and he's gone on to the score sheet, hasn't he?
So head over now to patreon.com/Steve Bloomers Washing today to join in the fun, get exclusive SBW pods, and help support independent fan content for good measure. Thank you.